Goodbye.
Blog Talk Radio.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hated in. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
All right, that's my man, Mr. Keith Wright. He said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. That's how he do. Well, welcome to another Parents for the Parents Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, I'm going to try to promise you another wonderful show. Hopefully, things will go the way they want, the way you want them to go. And we'll put some information out there that will be useful to you. My originally scheduled show had to revise and back up and backtrack because of some fact that my guest couldn't make it this evening. It's kind of disappointing because I honestly believe that he had some great information that he was going to share with us. We had a gentleman coming on from the Virginia Athletic Council. And I think he was going to share some good information with us this evening. But hopefully we'll keep things live and keep things going and keep things just simply moving in a direction where you get something out of this show as well as able to share some information with us. So on that note, what I want to do this evening, I want to just kind of sort of open up the phone lines and see if any parents have any questions on anything that revolves high school sports, middle school sports, college sports, and I may even get a chance to entertain you with a few professional sports questions as well. But, like I said, I want to open up the phone lines and see if any of this information or anything that we can share with you will be helpful and beneficial to you and you able to contribute to the show. Give us a call this evening at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. You're listening to the Parents Coaching Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Well, you know, as time goes on and we do some things, in and out around the nation. One thing that comes to mind, I said in the opening or in our description of our tonight's show, have you prepared for your child's success? You know, when I talk about you preparing for your child's success, I look at things from a very interesting standpoint and from a very wide perspective. You know, I look at things not only ensuring that your child has the opportunity to go to college and get his or her degree, but have you made sure that your child is also socially prepared to survive out there in the world as they move forward in life, whether or not they're done with their particular sport after high school, whether or not that sport takes them into college or whether or not that sport takes them into the professional ranks. How have you actually prepared for your child's success? you know, I talked with the ladies from Mothers of Athletes some time ago, and if I really knew that we were going to dig deeply into this show, I was going to invite them on. So if any of them are listening, please, by all means, call in, and I will bring you into the conversation. But in doing that, I wanted to address the issue of how do you prepare for your child's success? You know, one of the things that I like to always stress the point on is just simply being able to ensure that your child understands the value of networking. Truly understands the value of networking, understands that having a strong and active network is beneficial to his or her success. And what I mean by that is, think about the number of folks that you have came across as an adult that your child may or may not have had access to or knew that, okay, this is Mr. So-and-so or this is Miss So-and-so, and they work here, they work there, but have they really had a chance to break down the dynamics of that individual's position, that individual's responsibility, that individual's value and wealth that the child is able to, that person is able to bring to the table? You know, so many times we as parents, we don't develop and start our network until late in the game. You know, we don't think about whether or not, you know, having a true and valuable network of folks that can point us in that proper direction or right direction, or can provide us some wise counsel or some guidance of some sort, or just providing something of substance that we will benefit from. Far too often we overlook that. Far too often we miss out on these opportunities because of the simple fact that we simply don't do it. And, you know, even more so when we're talking about our children. Our children stay so far away from networking opportunities. You know, they think that a lot of times, especially if there's a huge generation gap between the child and the athlete, then a lot of times they'll believe that the information is not valuable. Give us a call, 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you this evening. You're listening to the Parents Coaching Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, I'm trying to promise you another wonderful show, a show that provides some type of insight, some thought, some thing of substance that just makes you want to think a little bit and realize that, you know, that there is something that your child can get out of every situation. Every situation, you know. I mentioned the point about networking. On top of mentioning the point about networking, let's talk about simply talking about the point of, you know, your child being prepared for success, understanding finances. That's something that many of our children don't have the opportunity to get a full understanding of it. And in a lot of cases, that situation is due to we don't have a full understanding of it. You know, the way we see money, the way we deal with money, the way we deal with our own personal finances. And, you know, I'm going to just say it as plain and as simple as it may be. If you're looking at a child that's coming from a household that is already financially challenged, how could that family, those adults within that household, be prepared or be able to properly guide that child to understanding finances? So in a lot of cases, and that goes back to what I was saying about networking, in a lot of cases, if we don't educate ourselves, or if we don't surround our children with folks that have a better understanding of it, then we miss out on opportunities to ensure that our child gets the best out of these various situations. As simple and as plain as it can be, so oftentimes we overlook that and don't think that that's something of importance. I honestly would hope that at some point in time at the high school level, and again, this goes back to what I was saying last week, at the high school level, I would hope that at the high school level, we would start teaching our kids a little bit more about finance. And definitely it would have to be something that would take place at the collegiate level, because many times our kids will leave, graduate from high school, and if they are able to go straight into the workforce, not understanding what it takes to be successful at that level.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
So, again, if you want to join in on the conversation, we always welcome you to join in. You can reach us at 917-889-8095. And we're talking about something real, something as simple as hold that thought for a second, folks. Okay. We're talking about something as simple as helping our child prepare for success. What do we do? And what can we do to help our child prepare for success? You know, one of the things that I threw out there, like I said, talking about finances, you know, ensuring that our child understands how to properly network, you know, just little simple things like that. Just getting to the point where our child understands, you know, things that they need to do as growing adults to maintain their health, and all things that go along with it. But I started out talking about the two key things, which is networking and understanding finances. But another thing that we need to make sure our children understand, and I guess it kind of sort of plays right along the same lines of networking, being able to actively engage and interact with others. And it's one thing that a few of us was talking about on a previous conference call and seminar or workshop that I recently attended, where we talked about how to bridge that gap between some folks in the younger generation and the older generation. And that's a very important and vital thing. Also, again, not only to the success of our children, but to the success of us and continuing to ensure and instill some of the values that we have came up with and has made us help us reach the level of success that we have reached. Well, now in saying all that, I want to throw this in there, and I want to add this part for everybody's, just for the benefit of all. And I share this with a lot of athletes. You know, I've had the opportunity to speak at various athletic scholarship workshops over the last couple of years or so. And one thing that I like to share with the parents and with the athletes, but even more so with the athletes, you know, when I talk about how to prepare your child for success, you know, and in doing that, we as parents must understand that each and every child is going to reach their own personal level of success. You know, it's not, success is not measured or gauged by what we determine is their level of success. The success is determined by where they think they're at and how they are able to fit into society. So we must not put that cloud over their head, or as they say nowadays, you know, throw shade in their direction to say that, well, they haven't reached any success, or they're not successful because they're not doing A, B, C, or X, Y, Z. Well, parents, we have lived our lives. We have gotten to the point where, you know, we're doing our thing, and hopefully all of us are comfortable in ourselves to say that we have reached our level of success, and, you know, because success is not determined by how much money you have in the bank. Success is not determined, you know, what type of clothes you're wearing, or you run around here in designer outfits or anything of that nature. Success is not determined by you having a two-car garage and, you know, you have a two-car garage and you have a white picket fence around your house. That's not, I'll put it like this, that is not how you determine your level of success. You know, your level of success is determined by the individual. So it's not anyone out there, or society is not the dictator that helps you determine your level of success. Society will definitely help you and your child determine whether or not they are, how could I put it, you know, okay, now my mind's drawing a blank, and that just shows a sign of old age. Okay. Society will, and sorry for that little blank space in there, but society will help you determine, or help our children determine, or try to live up to a standard that is not of their own. You know, you're trying to fit in. You know, you're trying to live, you know, the great American dream, and you figure once you reach the great American dream, then you have reached your level of success. Well, folks, newsflash, message, or whatever you want to call it, however you want to put it, however you want to say it, that should not be your gauge for determining the level of success for yourself or for your children. Your child as an athlete, your child as a student, your child as a human being should be able to determine his or her own personal level of success. And how will they do that? They know when they get to that point in their life where they are comfortable. They know when they get to that point in their life where they are living within their means, because oftentimes, and we know it, we see it all the time, see it daily. You know, especially in other environments, and more in the urban environment, when we're talking about households that have that are economically challenged. You know, when we are living outside of our means, you know, and you are trying to gauge that or use that as a measuring stick to determine that, hey, I have reached a level of success because I'm walking around here, and this is where we need to correct our children and put our children on path and on track to make sure that they fully understand it. When they're not living or they're not in a level of success, when you're walking around here and you're wearing the latest footwear, or, you know, you're walking around here and you are all dressed up with your tattoos or whatever, or you're walking around here and you're wearing the latest designer clothing, Gucci, Gucci, Figurucci, Fubu, Hubu, whoever is out there, you know, that is not determining their level of success. Their level of success is determined by where they are at, their level of comfort. And we must push that. We must preach that. We must ensure that they understand how to practice that. Talked about a few things this evening, folks, and talked about networking, them understanding how to network. How to network, how, and let me go back to that subject real quick, because far too often when we talk about network, we as adults oftentimes get that terminology mixed up. You know, we think that, okay, we fall into a crowded room and we go in there and we start splashing around business cards all over the place. Meanwhile, the person don't know the first thing about us. How about if you decide to network with someone? You develop a sense of understanding. You connect with that individual. You build a relationship with the person that you are attempting to network with. And then you decide to go from there. Far too many times we avoid building that relationship, you know, and our children must understand, in order for them to be successful, they must also build that relationship and learn how to build relationships. Building relationships is showing the individual that you're connecting with that you can bring and add value to their situation. You are there to provide them a service as well as they may be at some point in time. The operative word here is may be at some point in time, may be able to provide you a service as well. But far too often we miss out on that because we get this networking thing all mixed up. We think this networking thing is all about, well, what could you do for me? And if I introduce my son to, use myself as an example, if I introduce my son to, you know, an athletic director at school, such and such and such and such, or a coach at such and, or, you know, coach at this particular school, or CEO, or, you know, president of a company, then he shouldn't immediately think in his head, well, what can this guy do for me? But we have a tendency to do that. We, as adults, have a tendency to do that. And we have also pushed that same concept and that same mindset on our children. And our children start to think that that's the way things should be done as well. It's very interesting and funny that I'm talking about this particular subject because I see it all the time. And it is something that's really highly practiced in one of our branches of the military. And I'm not saying this to pick on any particular branch, but the Navy is really known for it. You know, the Navy, when we talk about their, the service members, the chief ranks, you know, we're talking about chief, senior chief, master chief, so on and so forth. They build their structure around the give and take system, the barter system. You know, this is what I can do for you in order for you in order for me to do this for you, then you have to be able to do something for me. It's not built on establishing and building relationships with the individual to show that you are there to provide them a service, and in return, if they decide to provide a service back to you, then that's their option. But a lot of it is based upon the barter system where, you know, in order for me to offer this to you, you must be able to offer me something, you know. And when we start looking at things like that from that perspective, far too often times we lose out, because at the end of the day, if we're not able to offer them anything other than ourselves and our service on a personal level, then, you know, they think that that has no value. And as a result, that relationship is very quickly severed. So how do you get that point across to your child? And even more so, think about the value that your child having a strong network as an athlete. Oh, could you imagine the number of doors and opportunities that would open for your child? Just simply understanding how to network and how to utilize that network to his or her value. Wow. Wow. You know, that's something that our children need to learn at an early age. You know, I've always tried to teach it to my young men, you know, and just by showing them from example how I would interact with other individuals. And later on, them understanding, okay, it's not all about going there with your hand out. You know, it's not all about, okay, hey, you know, I'm standing here, I'm working the room, I'm talking to everybody in the room, and I'm passing out business cards left and right, like it's a napkin or a piece of toilet paper or something. No, that's not the case either. That's not the situation. That's not how things are done. You know, being able to actually show that you are bringing some value to the table, showing that you are there to assist and provide a service to individuals, I think that has more value to your networking situation. And again, our children being athletes, that's a phenomenal and awesome opportunity that once they are able to master that skill, or not even master that skill, once they're able to fully understand the concept behind that skill, will be a huge plus for them. Give us a call this evening at 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. We have a few callers on the line. I'm not sure if they want to talk. Callers, I just want to see if I'm getting through and if our switchboard is working properly. If any of the callers that's on the line, hit option one. I need to see what happens when the option is pressed, whether or not it gives me an indicator here on my switchboard, because I've been told, and a few of our previous, during our previous shows, folks have called in and they said they were pressing option one, they were pressing option one, they were pressing option one, and I didn't see anything here on the switchboard that indicated that I had a caller in the queue for the purpose of joining the broadcast. So I'm not sure. So if any of the callers that's currently on, I'm looking at a number of few numbers that's here on the line now that's listening to the show, press option one, and I want to see if it shows me anything different here on my switchboard. But anyway, on that note, like I said, understanding finances, understanding the ability to be able to network for our young athletes, and talking about finances, you know, let's put it plain and simple. If our kids think that if our children, our young athletes, think that the first thing they need to focus on when they get a couple hundred dollars in their hand, focus on how am I going to use this to purchase the latest phone that just came out, or how am I going to use this to purchase the next pair of sneakers that's on it, or that's getting ready to come out. If that's the first thing that they're thinking, their ability to manage money and their financial situation is always going to be in question. Now, if one of their thoughts are to either invest or save, well, initially we get them on the point of thinking about saving, but if their thoughts are based on how fast can I spend it, because there may be more coming, then we definitely have a problem. So if they can't manage a couple hundred dollars now as a young teen, what do we think they will be able to do once they reach the age of 30 and 40 years old as an adult? As an adult. Give us a call. It's even 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. If you want to join the conversation, hit option one, and let me know that there's a caller in the queue, and we will bring you up here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. We're going to step away for a hot second and, you know, run a few of our little infomercials that we run each and every week just to keep you informed, keep you in tune, and keep you up on what's going on out there in the sporting industry. We'll be right back, folks.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
...with college athletes, but it's practice as young as kindergarten.
Coach, we go!
Redshirting. Parents delaying the beginning of school for their children or repeating a grade to gain an eventual physical edge.
So this was just for sports?
It was just for sports.
What we looked at was you get very few opportunities in life that you can manufacture time. We were in a position and had the opportunity to give him another year to work towards achieving his goal.
I think he has the body to do well. And his, you know, physique, I guess, I mean, his body right now, he passes the eyeball test, I guess is the best way to put it.
Some, including a Hall of Fame coach, say redshirting just is not right.
You know, I have a trained eye, and once the five-year-old, I can't figure out what we have there other than the five-year-old.
I just hate to be cast as this sports villain.
Today, Outside the Line.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
The images were stark, the conduct and language shocking. When the tapes of Mike Rice coaching his Rutgers team at practice were reported by Outside the Lines, Rice was fired within a day.
What was it like for you being in the center of that media storm?
You know, those first 24 hours were something I would wish upon no one.
Now, 2 years later, he's hoping and still waiting for a second chance.
Wow, great shot.
How concerned are you that because of that sliver of your coaching past, you may never coach again?
There's concern every single day.
Today, Outside the Lines, repentant, still fiery, and still waiting, the vigil of Mike Rice.
And now, reporting for Outside the Lines, Bob Lee.
In short order, he went from a middling coach struggling to lift Rutgers to a winning program to a national poster child for coaching abuse. Mike Rice had already been suspended 3 games for his conduct in practice, but when the actual videotape of his actions and his language aired here on Outside the Lines, Rice was fired within a day. His case was satirized on Saturday Night Live, and then he was effectively exiled from his profession. All of that 26 months ago. Today, John Barr, in a report drawn from the upcoming Tuesday night OTL 25 anniversary program, will speak with Mike Rice about that time away and whether college basketball will give him the chance to demonstrate that he's not the coach immortalized in those infamous videotapes.
In a nondescript warehouse not far from the New Jersey shore, a self-described basketball lifer is doing the one thing he knows best.
Finish, people!
Teaching the game he loves.
Oh, nice shape. Get your spot, big dog. Oh, that ain't your spot. Scouts 3 times in a row.
Former Rutgers head basketball coach Mike Rice.
Who's got ball?
Humbled by more than 2 years away from the collegiate ranks.
Attack, attack, run!
On this night, coaches his son Michael's 17 and under AAU team.
Good contact, right. Excellent.
And he's as passionate.
Nice, go, 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 Jack!
And animated as ever.
Ryan, shoot the ball, Ryan Jensen.
Do you know any other way?
No. Whether it's my 17 and under AU basketball team or a group of fourth graders learning to dribble with two balls, the same passion and energy will be out.
This is how most of America got to know Mike Rice. April 2nd, 2013. Outside the Lines first broadcast recordings from his practices at Rutgers University. Recordings that showed him hurling basketballs at his players, shoving and kicking them, and, in a few instances, using gay slurs.
It's a low light, but it's clearly something that you're always going to have to live with, something I'll have to deal with every single day. And embarrassment and disappointment they're not strong enough words.
The release of the video touched off a wave of media coverage.
A huge controversy is erupting tonight after ESPN broke a huge story.
ESPN's Outside the Lines obtained hours of video of Rutgers practice.
The disturbing video set off an avalanche of criticism. A New Jersey State Assemblyman demanding Coach Mike Rice be fired immediately.
What was it like for you being in the center of that media storm?
You know, those first 24 hours were something I would wish upon no one.
Just a day after Outside the Lines broke the story, Rice was fired. Within 3 days, his top assistant, Jimmy Martelli, also seen here on the videotape getting physical with players, the school's general counsel, and Rutgers athletic director Tim Pernetti all resigned as the fallout from the scandal spread.
You look in a mirror and say, how did I do this? How can I do this to my family?
What was the lowest point for you, Mike?
Walking into the house when I first saw them.
Your wife and kids?
Yeah, sure. It's my son's 15th Yeah, it was my son's 15th birthday. To let him know I did this to him, there's a reason why we're not, Michael, we're not going out with your friends. It was So that was the lowest point. You can't, nothing can ever prepare you to go into a house where your family's looking at you. Say, why is this happening?
When I did see the tape for the first time, I called Mike and said, well, you know you're getting fired, right?
Rob Kennedy didn't hesitate to reach out to Rice the day after the tape went public, telling his longtime friend he'd always have a job at Poop Group, the basketball event planning and training facility in Neptune, New Jersey, that Kennedy owns and where Rice works today.
A lot of people didn't want anything to do with Mike Rice after that. You gave him a job. Why?
Because I've known Mike for 25 years, and I know that the Mike that was on the tape is not the Mike that I know, and not the Mike that, quite frankly, a ton of people in the basketball community know.
The road back, at least emotionally, for Rice has been paved with months of self-discovery. He spent a month and a half immersed in an anger management course and attended several meetings with a group that works to fight discrimination and bullying against gay students. What have you learned about yourself in the last couple of years?
That someone who has an old school values and mentality towards things, whether it's basketball, life, discipline, can learn new school methods and techniques.
Come on, Clark, you got this. Low?
I want to be involved again.
Jack, you got to come up here. He's getting way too low too quickly.
I had to learn to forgive myself and then enjoy the game again.
Wow, great job.
There's nothing like being on the floor. There's nothing like being a coach.
Great separation. Good job.
I'd like to be a part of something like that again.
Have fun. All right, let's go. Get on the baseline. Play for one another. Go.
In the last several months, Rice says, he's had a few conversations about college coaching jobs, but no offers.
Great pass.
How concerned are you that because of that sliver of your coaching past, you may never coach again?
There's concern every single day. Somebody's got to believe in Mike Rice and his changes and things that he's done to, you know, develop and improve himself.
Well, folks, you know, just based upon listening to that little segment from Outside the Lines, and it was just a small snippet of the actual show, and I would encourage you to check out their full podcast, Outside the Lines, one of the ESPN shows, and listen to the rest of it, because it has some very revealing and disturbing things, for the most part, I would say. And listening to that, now you may have a better understanding or may have a stronger passion for trying to prepare your child for success, because you never know when he or she is going to fall into a situation where they're interacting with someone like this. Someone like this coach here that, although he was fired from the institution that he was working at, and his assistant was also let go. But as you notice, he's still connected to the game. He's still associated with the game. He's still with a very prominent organization here on the East Coast that still considers itself as a grassroots organization for youth basketball. And it is an organization that's deeply embedded in a lot of the inner city programs. So, how do we prepare our child for success, knowing that they have to deal with and interact with individuals of this nature? Is that fair to the child, especially if they're not really and truly physically, well, I should say more mentally, if they're really and truly not mentally prepared to deal with this type of stuff? You know, we're talking about the slurs. We're talking about the belittling. We're talking about the name calling. We're talking about, you know, all the other little things, the physical abuse. Most of them are prepared physically, because if you challenge a lot of young students physically, you more than likely may have your hands full, because they may decide to give you something back. Because I know quite a few young men that will actually stand up to some of their coaches based upon just the way that they were raised. Give us a call, 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. We still have a few more minutes left here on the show. Love to hear your thoughts, your comments, your ideas, your thoughts, your comments, your suggestions, your ideals, you know, things that's on your mind, things that you have came across in the sporting industry over the last few years, or if your child's getting ready to go into the sporting industry, or just recently started playing sports, or if your child has been in sports for a number of years, you know, share with us some of your experiences. We always love to hear from other parents around the country. It's not something that strictly should be a one-way conversation coming from me. I love to hear what some other parents think. You know, when I invite other parents in from other areas, you know, I like to hear what's going on in that area, and if that area is experiencing some of the same things that, you know, that we're experiencing on this part of the country, on the East Coast. So again, 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. Let's dab a little bit into talking about finances. You know, far too often our children don't get a full understanding of how to manage their finances. And, you know, like I said earlier, that's kind of hard and difficult for them to learn how to manage their finances if no one in their household have ever had that same experience, you know. And I'll be the first one to say it, you know, my son is in a situation where he's very comfortable right now and living the life. But my question is, how would I have been able to teach him how to manage that situation? Would I teach him to do as I've done? I think I've managed to be pretty successful to some degree. There's quite a few things I could have done differently, and I think I would have reached this my level of success a little sooner. But to teach him how to deal with his current situation, I can't do that. But what I can do through my network, and I say through my network because I've actually had the opportunity to interact with folks that are in different financial bracket than what I'm currently in, and they're able to assist him or guide him or just be, you know, someone that he can use as a sounding board or just whisper some wise counsel in his ear from time to time on various things that he need to consider, not trying to tell him what to do, but just simply telling him things that he need to consider. You know, it's always important. It's always valuable when you have that opportunity. But again, like I said, you know, our kids growing up in this culture of instant gratification where, you know, things are readily available to them now. They think they need to have it now. And as a result, that's what they do, you know. I recall the time in my younger years growing up as a young man. You know, I recall the time where, and I've said this to, you know, parents over the years, when the bank closed at 3 o'clock on Friday, you normally was in a situation where you had to stretch out your budget over the weekend until the bank opened up again 9 o'clock Monday morning. Whereas nowadays, of course, hey, so what, the bank closes at 3, 4, 5, whatever time on Friday. You can always go to the ATM machine and continue to make your withdrawals or, you know, things of that nature, especially if you have still have a few dollars left in there, you know, without worrying about having to stretch out a budget. When the last time our children were even taught how to put together a active budget, taught that that budget can carry them a long way. That's another part of finance, another part of growing, another part of maturing. And think about the value of this. And I just shared this with a individual a couple of days ago, or actually last week this time, sharing this information with another individual. Think about this. The number of young folks that are playing or involved in middle school sports, oftentimes, especially if that individual is considered a good player, star of the team or whatever, that individual has this unleadership ability. Could you imagine taking that young leader, teaching him or her some financial responsibility, topping that off with the ability to network at a young age? Could you imagine the level of leadership and the respect that that individual would get just based upon his or her having that, having those tools readily available to, you know, because I always look at our young kids coming through middle schools and I use sports as the catalyst or the vehicle that helps them. And in doing that, see that there's a number of young leaders, but they have yet to learn how to tap into that leadership ability or utilize the skills and the traits of a very good leader. They have yet to figure out how to use that to their advantage. And if we were able to teach them that or able to teach them how to hone in on those skills and use those skills to their advantage, just think of what they can do for our community, the things that they will be able to do for our community. Wow. It would just be something totally, totally unexplainable, or as they would say in some of the television commercials, it would be priceless. It would be priceless. So, we here at the Parents Coaching Parents Network is here to just work with as many parents as possible so they can start sharing this information, getting the wealth of knowledge out, sharing their ideals, their experiences, their concepts, their highs and their lows. Because the only way we will actually start to learn and realize that, hey, this year will work or this year benefited me, we look at the pluses and the minuses. We look at the pros and cons of everything. And don't just look at just the good side of things. Be able to look at the other side of things, things that some folks may call problems where I call them opportunities, and utilize them to make our situation better. That's the whole purpose, the whole premise behind the Parents Coaching Parents Network, folks. It's to network with other parents, other like-minded parents out here and throughout the country to make sure that you understand how you can benefit from their situation. Because they may be experiencing the same exact thing that you're going through now. They may have already experienced it. And we can always add value to these lessons learned. Again, I'm not sure exactly what's going on with the switchboard here. I still see you have quite a few callers that's listening in. I just need one of you callers to press option one. I need to see what's going to happen here on the switchboard or if you have been calling and if you have already pressed option one, then and it didn't get through. At some point in time, even now during the broadcast, if you're able to send me a text message, if I had the chat room open, you can go to the chat room and let me know that you sent. But if not, you can send me a text message if you're one of the callers that I know personally, and I have your contact information. Just to say that you did hit option one, and it went through or it didn't go through. Evidently, it's not going through. So I'm hoping that the callers that I have on the lines have got a handful on here or better, and hoping that they're listening and not just have the phone on and have moved away from the phone. So callers, again, if you're listening to the show, you called in at 917-889-8095. And I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. Press option one. I'm not necessarily going to chime you into the show if you don't have anything that you want to add. I just want to see if our switchboard is functioning properly. And if it's functioning properly, then I know that I need to check into why it's not alerting me of that I have a caller in the queue. So I ask any of the callers that that's on the line with us now to go ahead and press the number just to let me know that there is the possibility of it alerting me by me looking here at the switchboard. Okay, we're preparing to wind down here on the show. If they're pressing it, still waiting for a text message for anyone that also listening that has my personal number. You can send me a text message and we'll go from there. But, again, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. Doesn't see anything popping up again. How have you prepared your child for success? You know, teaching your child how to network, teaching your child how to understand finances. Of course, that's always a valuable thing. You know, and just interacting with folks, understanding that everybody's not coming from the same piece of cloth that you have been cut from. So as a result, you can't hold that against them. Realizing that everybody's stepping into a situation that's very unique to them. So, as a result, it's always valuable for us to get the best out of every situation. Well, folks, on that note, we're going to prepare to shut down. You've been listening to M.H. Scott, the host of the Parents Coach Parents Network and on Blog Talk Radio. And we'll see you again next Sunday evening at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time here on the Parents Coach Parents Network. Keith, take us out.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then be ball would do the same.